what's the challenge going to be like for y'all as a group to build depth? I know a couple of the older guys went into the portal, different situations, maybe don't have as much depth as maybe we thought you would a few months ago there. How important is it for y'all to build that depth and to have that group ready to roll?
Yeah, for sure. It's one of our goals. Like, that's a goal of ours, to build depth. That just comes with a lot of reps, and then not only just like getting reps and being out here and just, you know, being toasted, but being able to get quality reps. If you do something wrong, you know why you did it wrong. If you do something right, it's not just a pat on the back, like, nah, like, you know, you tell them why they do it right. That comes from you know, older guys like myself. That comes from coaches, obviously. And we want to be able to, that's a goal of ours too. We want to be able to coach each other this fall camp and this year, not just rely on our coaches.
Matthew, how different for you guys up front is this defensive scheme?
Speak up.
How different is things scheme-wise up front for you guys?
There's some differences, but when it comes down to a ball is ball, when you're playing in the defensive line, really in the trenches like that, it's just a physical football game, elite technique, and going out there and making it happen. It's not too many X's and O's.
What do you think of the room, the defensive line room? I mean, you added a couple people, you lost a couple people. What do you think of that room?
First of all, I've loved every single dude that's ever come in and out of our room. Like, those are my guys. It's like my family away from my family. We do things together. We talk all the time, cracking jokes and acting plain foolish sometimes. You know, the guys that left, everybody has their own situation, but the guys that are here now, we got to make it happen. Not just make it happen, talking about really make it happen. Like, you know, we have some really good guys in that room, personally and from a football perspective. So we're going to step up. We're going to be the rock of the defense.
Matthew, last year your defensive line coach gets fired after four games, and then your head coach kind of takes over. Now you've got Rodney Garner. What has he meant to this unit?
Oh, he means a lot. We all know who Coach Garner is, you know, from his past, and we all know who Coach Garner is to us right now. And he is a dude. He's the dude, you know. He's the best of the best. So, you know, you go in there, you listen to what he has to say, you apply it to your game right away. No ifs, ands, or buts about it, because you know it works. So, it's been amazing.
What's he like behind closed doors? We see him kind of out here at practice being all fired up. I mean, what's he like in team meetings? Is he kind of more reserved?
Definitely fired up out here. Y'all have seen it. He's a fiery guy, and he's going to be that way. Behind closed doors, obviously, he loves us. We love him. We can talk. He can be fiery like y'all see him. He can come down. Like, he's a very well-rounded dude. Like, he's a great dude to be around, point blank. He's going to shoot straight with you. All that stuff you see out here, that's football. When you're talking to me as a man or any of our other guys as a man, you know, we're talking as men, and that's what it is. So that's good that you have a well-balanced individual coaching a group of guys like us.
Do you think going through a couple of coaches last year at your position, do you think that impacted your play as a group?
I mean, like, yeah, it obviously has impacts in some ways. I mean, think about it. I was recruited by Coach Stripp, and then I found out I was going to play for Coach Hope, and then I ended up playing for Coach Rock, then I played for Coach Brumbaugh, then Coach Pruitt, and now Coach Garner. I mean, I played for six guys, basically. So, of course, that impacts things. But when it comes down to it, like I said before, you know, there's X's and O's, but now we're just playing physical, tough football, running through people's faces. When it comes down to it, you know, we're playing football, yes, and now that we have the best coach with us in the country, what else can you really ask for?
You think that this might be the most improved unit on the team, the defensive line?
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to tell you what we have done. We're just going to go out there and we're going to continue to show you. We've made leaps and bounds since the spring, and we're going to continue to take leaps and bounds. So that's a goal of ours, and, you know, we're dead set on proving that. Forget talking about it.
What areas have you made leaps and bounds?
Oh, when it comes down to it, like, it's a lot about discipline, not only just on the football field but off. You know, there's all kinds of stuff that go into being a college football student athlete. And then you turn around and you actually take the football part of it, and Coach Garner is just, you know, leaps and bounds ahead of the game all around the country. We're able to apply that to our game, work on it together, and then that brings us together closer. And then having, you know, several people with the same mindset off the field, that helps a ton as well. So,
with all you went through last year, was discipline off the field hard? Maybe not for you, but you think for the group in general?
That's just human nature. There's some things that are going to be.
In terms of, I know you, you've always been a quieter guy, you know, in some situations. Has being a super senior now, coming back again, has that pushed you to be a little bit louder in that room now?
In that room, I've always been the same guy. Like, you know, that's kind of behind closed doors, even since I was a freshman. Like, there's always been a room for me to be a leader and have say in the room, and I think I've always been that. You know, with those guys who I'm close to, that I'm with every day, I feel like I can talk to them how they need to be talked to, and they can talk to me exactly how they need to talk to me. And it's really always been that way, which is an amazing thing. So now I think it's gravitating and you know, going out more towards the entire team, which is a fantastic thing. But my sphere of influence is still in that D-line room. Think about it. There's so many positions on the football field. Basketball, baseball, all that other stuff, you're kind of one and big conglomerate. Football, we are too, but there's so many different positions. So, you know, leaders really have to know their place and know how they can impact both their position group and the whole team. It's very intricate, but for sure.
Matthew, what do you think it's going to be like to try to tackle Joe Milton?
It's going to be fun. You know, he's obviously a big guy. He's a fast guy. But, I mean, obviously we're big and fast, too, or we would be playing O-line or something.
Would you like to play defense against this high-octane offense?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to play defense against this high-octane offense?
We did it all spring. It's fun and miserable at the same time, right?
What made it miserable?
They're fast. You got to be on top of things. You know, so after you get your eight plays done, even if you stop them in their tracks, you're going to feel it. But it's all good. It prepares us for this upcoming season. There's not going to be an offense in the country as fast as these guys. They practice it, and they've gotten very, very good at it. So when we're going against teams that run traditional style offenses, we're going to be very on top of things.
So you said fun and miserable. What's the fun part? Is it getting you prepared?
Yeah, the getting prepared part. Because when it comes down to it, you know, like Muhammad Ali said, he said, I hated every bit of training, but I knew that training was getting me to the place that I had to go, so I had to love it. That's a paraphrase, mind you. So, you know, I love training too. You know, the tough stuff, being out here in the summer, we used to come out here at 9 o'clock. It's 96 degrees outside. That makes absolutely no sense. But we did it, and I have to love it because, you know, obviously that's miserable, but you have to love it because it's getting you ready for what you love. So, yeah.
In terms of the multiplicity of this defense, do you feel like y'all are more honed in on that now than you were back in the spring in terms of, I know you've had some new guys coming through the portal and stuff, but in terms of learning all the different stuff y'all want to do defensively?
Yeah, I mean, we're learning it for sure. Everybody has different schematics, and everybody has different ways of teaching those schematics, and we've picked up on it really well.
Talk about Rodney being well-rounded. Can you give us an example of something that's not necessarily football-related that impresses you about him?
Oh, just, you know, Coach Garner, he's a family guy, and as am I. I mean, most people are family guys, and he can actually speak to us on a personal level, give us some real life advice on the ups and downs of life. You know, obviously, he's coached for 32 years, family man. He's been doing this all his life. This is his life, so he has so much knowledge inside and outside the football field, on and off the football field. So it's really just been excellent.
Apologies for asking this, but what's been your impression of those D-line transfers that come in?
Oh, they've been great. I mean, they're obviously older guys that have experience. They love to work. And, you know, we've obviously gotten very close just in these past, I guess, 2.5 months since the middle of May when I met them both. So it's been great, obviously. We've done tons of stuff on these fields, and then we've done tons of stuff off. So it's been great getting close to them.
You talked about how fast the offense is. How much did you see at Jabari Small in the spring about how he fits into that offense?
First of all, Jabari's my guy, and he definitely fits into the offense. We have a real stable. You know, they're younger guys, but, I mean, what does that matter these days? If you can run that ball and you can learn the offense and you understand how to be a running back, obviously I'm not a running back, so I don't know everything. You know, they all impressed me over the spring.
How different does that linebacker room look now compared to what it looked like in the spring?
I thought that it looked good both times. Obviously, it looks better now. We have more depth. We have guys who have played at other places, and they decided to be Vols. So, you know, competition breeds depth, and depth, you know, typically breeds you know, very good football. So it's going to come for sure, and I'm loving what I'm seeing.
Going through, you know, last year, not knowing whether it might be your final year or not, and then you come back, are there more things you're able to appreciate the second time around at this?
Yeah, for sure. Some of the things is just like, just, you know, as if I didn't maximize every day. Now you're really just maximizing every day and every moment that you have. Like I said, you know, you have these times where you're in the 96 degree heat at 10 in the morning, however little sense that makes. And, you know, you don't think about it in the moment, but maybe after, or maybe going into, you're like, man, this is my last time around. I got to go. You know, obviously a lot of guys were doing that last year, including myself, but it's almost just a renewed sense of urgency.
Are you looking forward to a Thursday night game?
Oh, yeah, that's going to be exciting. Like, it's going to be pretty cool to, you know, there's a lot of different aspects of it. We're going to be probably, I would assume, the only guys on TV. So it's going to be a lot of people watching. And then, you know, I'll be able to watch some of my old friends and my buddies from high school and guys who used to go here play over the weekend. And then, you know, hopefully spend some time with family over the weekend as well. It'll be excellent.
And playing in front of more than, what, 20,000?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I did a little function last week. I spoke at one. And it was great to just kind of acknowledge during that function that we're actually going to have 102,455 in Neyland again. It's been forever, and it's something to look forward to for sure. So many guys haven't even experienced it yet. So many guys haven't experienced the real camp yet, haven't experienced Neyland yet, haven't experienced the real Vol Walk, the traditions that we know and love. It's going to be great this year.
So some of these sophomores are freshmen in some ways, basically almost, in terms of learning some of this stuff.
Yeah, they don't know anything yet. It's crazy. They haven't had a real camp, and that's fine, you know, football is football. But the traditions that are unique only to Tennessee, this is going to be their first time doing it. So it's going to be great.
What are some areas you've been working on to help improve your game for this year?
I mean, you know, as just cutthroat and hard-nosed as the D-line is, it does get real technical down there in the trenches. So, you know, whether it just be your first step, playing vertical, getting your hands on the man faster, you know, all those things are so basic. You have to do those to play D-line. But you want to do them better. You want to do them better than the next guy. You want to do them better than, you know, everybody around you, everybody on every other team, everybody in the country. So that's what you try to do day in and day out.
Do you like the depth on the defensive line right now?
Yeah, I like it, but we're always going to improve one way or the other.
Have you gotten bigger since last year or changed anything in terms of physically?
Yeah, I'm up 7 pounds and down 1% of body fat.
I was going to say you look a little bigger. Was that an emphasis going into it?
No, it just kind of happened. Yeah. I said that I wanted, like, to just I've always been a real healthy eater and taking advantage of the great stuff that we have here as far as food and training and everything. And I mean, my body getting older, you know, I wouldn't say I was surprised, but I was proud of myself. I mean, to be able to put on 7 pounds, obviously being a bigger guy already, and then being able to lower your body fat, that, I mean, that's great.
You may have been asked this earlier. Who are some of the guys that may have impressed you on the D-line in the offseason in terms of the work they put in?
Y'all are going to think this is so cliche, but it's really everybody. I've been really proud of the guys and how we've come together. Obviously, we're not perfect. There's multitude of issues, but, you know, it's great to see just the growth, not only on the field, but off the field, you know. And when I say issues, you know, don't take that and run with it. You know, it's just a couple of things. Like, that happens everywhere, but it obviously is overshadowed by the wonderful things that are happening with the D-line, the defense, and the team. So,
and you guys will be very multiple on defense, the four-down look, three-down look, you know, a lot of different fronts with Coach Banks' defense.
Yeah, for sure.
How difficult do you think that could be for some of the new guys to try to maybe digest a lot of that stuff, or is that based on concepts so it flows pretty well?
I mean, you know, everybody has their own, like, gauge of learning and way of learning. That's when it comes to, man, Coach G and Coach Eck and, you know, myself, guys like Latrell and Jay and leaders on the defensive line, being able to just pour into guys. And then the awesome effect about that is obviously you have like some fall off, like, hey, look, what if I do something wrong? And I just taught Amari McNeil just how to do it, and I mess around and do something wrong. He can come back and correct me, and that only makes us closer.
I was going to ask, do you think that the defense is more complicated right now or less complicated than it was a year ago?
I would say it's less complicated, but like I said, everybody has their own schematics and way of teaching things. You know, this time next year, I plan on being in somebody's NFL camp, and there is absolutely no way of knowing what their defensive schematics are going to be like, so it's great to have a great taste of both.